Welcome to another Mattress Advisory Deep Dive. Before we jump in, make sure you check out the links in the article for an exclusive discount. You'll definitely want to grab that before you, you know, make any big decisions.
Yeah, those discounts are, they're honestly pretty substantial.
Right. So usually when we talk about making a massive purchase, there's this expectation of, well, visibility. Like if you buy a car, you pop the hood, you see the engine, you kick the tires. The physical mechanics are just right there in front of you.
It's tangible. I mean, we're basically wired to want to understand things just by looking at them.
But then you step into the world of sleep ergonomics and mattress shopping, and that transparency just, it completely vanishes.
Oh, entirely.
You are staring at a white rectangle covered in fabric, relying on a marketing landscape that is, let's be honest, intentionally murky.
Yeah, it's a lot of proprietary jargon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So today we're taking a massive stack of research, testing data, and comprehensive reviews from the team at Mattress Advisory to decode this space.
Because the materials hidden under that fabric aren't just marketing buzzwords. They are physical, mechanical systems.
Our mission is to distill exactly how the distinct materials inside two of the biggest heavy hitters in the premium hybrid space, that's the Helix Midnight Lux and the Nola Natural 11-inch, actually dictate your sleep quality.
Right, because these systems determine whether your spine is held in a neutral alignment or if it's just, you know, sagging out of place for 8 hours every single night.
Think about the stakes for you as a listener. You spend a third of your life in bed.
A full third.
Picking the wrong hybrid mattress can literally be the physical mechanism causing your stiff lower back or just your terrible mood every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So before we look at who these specific beds are engineered for, we have to look at the cellular structure of how they're constructed. Okay, let's unpack this.
Sounds good. So on paper, the specs sound nearly identical. They're both hybrid mattresses.
Which just means they combine soft comfort layers on the top with a supportive steel coil core on the bottom, right?
Right. Exactly. But the chemistry of those comfort layers, that's where we see two totally polar opposite philosophies of sleep.
Let's pull apart the Helix Midnight Lux first. This mattress is engineered specifically for that classic luxury hotel feel.
Yeah, the heavy plush feel.
The spec sheet lists copper gel memory foam, supreme support memory foam, and Helix responsive foam, all capped with a quilted pillow top. And the testing data from Mattress Advisory highlights a very slow surface response time of 0.8 seconds.
Which is pretty slow.
Right. It creates this deliberate contouring sinkage.
Well, the Helix is fundamentally designed to absorb energy. Memory foam is a viscoelastic polyurethane.
Viscoelastic.
Yeah. So the visco part means it acts somewhat like a viscous liquid, think of, like thick honey, right. While the elastic part means it eventually returns to its original shape.
Okay, so when your body heat and weight hit that foam,
the cellular structure actually softens and yields. It physically gives way to your body.
Now, contrast that exact mechanism with a Nola Natural 11-inch. The Nola completely abandons polyurethane for eco-conscious natural materials.
Right, they go a completely different route.
Under an organic cotton cover and a layer of organic wool, the core comfort system is made of two layers of GOLS-certified organic latex.
And it's totally fiberglass-free, which is a big deal for a lot of people right now.
Huge deal. And it registers a lightning-fast response time of just 0.3 seconds.
Because natural latex operates on a totally different physical principle than memory foam. It isn't a synthetic plastic. It's derived from the actual sap of rubber trees.
Wait, literal rubber trees?
Literally. They take the sap, whip it into a froth, and bake it into a foam. And because of that rubber origin, it is inherently buoyant.
So it doesn't soften from your body heat like the memory foam does.
Exactly. It immediately tries to return to its original shape, which creates that 0.3 second response time. It pushes back against your body weight instead of yielding to it.
So if we use an analogy, the Helix Midnight Lux is essentially a custom-fitted shoe that uses your own body heat to slowly mold perfectly to the unique shape of your foot.
Yeah, it gives you this high-tech hug.
While the Nola Natural operates more like a high-end marathon running shoe with a kinetic suspension system, it pushes back and keeps you lifted with a natural bounce.
Exactly that. It's absorption versus kinetic return.
But here is where the data gets confusing for me. I'm looking at the firmness ratings from the review. Both the Helix and the Nola are rated around a 6 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Which puts them right in that medium firm sweet spot.
Right. So they are both classified as medium firm. If the resistance of the materials is identical, how can the physical sensation of lying on them be so radically different?
So it comes down to the physics of firmness versus feel. They are not the same thing.
Okay, break that down for me.
Firmness strictly measures resistance, meaning how much raw force or weight does it take to compress the material by a certain number of inches.
So both beds require the exact same amount of weight to compress.
Yes, but feel is dictated by response time and surface feedback, because the viscoelastic memory foam in the Helix yields and takes nearly a full second to recover that 0.8 seconds. It traps you slightly.
It creates that sinking sensation.
Right. But the baked rubber froth of the NOLA is buoyant, bouncing back in a fraction of a second. It gives you a lifted sensation.
So it keeps you on top of the mattress.
Even though it's technically resisting your body weight with the exact same firmness as the Helix.
It's like comparing a firm sponge and a firm spring. Same resistance, totally different physical experience.
That's a great way to put it.
So if I'm lying on a viscoelastic foam versus a baked rubber froth, what is my spine doing at 2 a.m.?
Well, your spinal alignment depends entirely on your sleep position, and these two distinct materials cater to very different postures.
I know both beds utilize zone support coil systems to keep the spine neutral, but the execution is different, right?
Very different. Let's look at the Helix first.
They use up to 1,000 individually wrapped steel coils, and they zone them by making the coil softer under your shoulders, allowing them to sink in further but firmer under your hips to keep your pelvis from hammocking.
Plus, they offer that optional Ergo Align layer.
Right, which is a strip of ultra-dense foam positioned right under the midsection.
And that specific coil zoning, combined with the yielding nature of the memory foam, makes the Helix Midnight Lux exceptionally targeted for side sleepers.
Because when you sleep on your side, your entire body weight is concentrated on the narrow points of your shoulders and hips.
Exactly. And if the bed pushes back too hard, you get severe joint pain. You need deep pressure point relief.
Which that 0.8 second yielding memory foam cradle provides. It allows those broad shoulders to drop into the mattress until the spine aligns perfectly straight.
But, and this is the catch, if you roll onto your stomach, that exact same engineering becomes a massive liability.
Because the viscoelastic foam is designed to let heavy points sink. So a stomach sleeper's hips are going to dip way too far down into the mattress.
Which arches the lower back into a U-shape. That is a guaranteed recipe for waking up in pain.
Ouch. So for strict stomach sleepers, the NOLA is the biomechanical winner here.
Definitely. NOLA uses zoned ascension coils made of recycled steel in a tri-zone setup. And because the latex comfort layers are buoyant and actively resist sinkage, it keeps the stomach sleeper's hips elevated and flat.
It's also structurally denser. Right. I read the NOLA is built to handle up to 700 pounds total in a king size, whereas the Helix is rated for 300 pounds per side.
Right, so 600 total for the Helix. NOLA has a slight edge on weight capacity.
What about combination sleepers? You know, the people who toss and turn all night, flipping from their side to their back to their stomach?
Oh, that's where it gets interesting.
Does that 0.8 second delay of the Helix foam make it physically exhausting to roll over? I mean, you are essentially having to climb out of your own physical impression every time you try to change positions.
Yes. The kinetic energy required to move on the Helix is significantly higher.
Which sounds exhausting.
It can be. But the NOLA's rapid 0.3 second latex response actually assists your movement. As you shift your weight, the rubber immediately springs back, literally helping push you into your next position.
Well, the Helix requires you to fight gravity and the lack of kinetic return.
True, but the engineers at Helix would argue that their deep foam cradle is intentionally designed to prevent the need to toss and turn in the first place.
Yeah, I see. Because tossing and turning isn't just random. Your brain wakes your body up to shift weight because a pressure point is cutting off circulation or causing joint pain.
Correct. The Helix distributes your body weight so thoroughly across those viscoelastic cells that it eliminates the localized pressure points that trigger restless movement.
So it sacrifices mobility for absolute stationary relief.
Exactly.
But sinking that deeply into dense foam introduces a major physical problem. When a material perfectly contours to every inch of your body, you completely eliminate surface airflow.
Yeah, airflow becomes non-existent.
And a perfectly aligned spine doesn't mean a thing if you wake up at 3 a.m. completely drenched in sweat.
Temperature regulation is the historical Achilles heel of foam mattresses. The dense cellular structure of polyurethane foam just traps ambient heat.
Both brands have to solve this thermal equation, but they do it through active engineered cooling versus passive natural cooling.
Let's start with the active engineering on the Helix.
Right, they use a breathable tensile cover, which is a cellulosic fiber derived from sustainably sourced wood pulp.
Which is much more breathable than standard polyester, definitely.
But the real tech is the optional Glaciatex cooling cover. The mattress advisory data notes this uses high conductivity fibers to pull heat away rapidly. Like, it's shockingly cool to the touch.
High thermal conductivity is the same physics principle that explains why a metal doorknob feels freezing cold to the touch, while a wooden door feels neutral.
Even when they're in the exact same room, the exact same temperature.
Exactly. The metal is highly conductive. It rapidly absorbs and moves the heat away from your skin. Those Glaciatex fibers act like a heat sink, rapidly drawing your body heat into the fabric.
Okay, but the Nola relies on purely passive structural cooling. There are no engineered high conductivity fibers at all.
Right. It goes back to natural materials. It uses an organic cotton cover over a layer of organic wool.
And wool is fascinating because it's highly hydrophilic on the inside, but hydrophobic on the outside, right?
Right. Meaning it pulls moisture vapor away from your skin before it even turns into liquid sweat.
Wow. And below that is the latex, which is naturally aerated. They literally punch physical pin core holes through it during manufacturing to allow air to escape.
So it doesn't give you that initial icy shock when you get into bed, but it creates a structurally open ventilation system that steadily dissipates heat and moisture throughout the entire night.
The Helix's Glaciatex cover sounds incredibly impressive on paper.
Hmm.
But mechanically, it acts like a high-tech Band-Aid required to fix the heat-trapping flaw that's just inherent to memory foam.
That's a fair way to look at it.
They have to add this icy heat sink just to make the bed sleepable. Whereas the Nola is structurally breathable from the ground up, like wearing a light linen shirt in summer.
I like that analogy.
But doesn't an active thermal cover, like Glaciatex, eventually reach thermal equilibrium with your body? Does that instant cooling just fade out by 2 a.m. once the bed has absorbed all the heat it can hold?
Well, the testing data shows that the Glaciatex cover drops surface temperature dramatically in the very first minute of contact.
So it's about that initial feeling.
Yeah. For people who have trouble initiating sleep because they run hot or feel flushed when they first get into bed, that rapid thermal draw lowers their core temperature just enough to help them drift off. It serves a very specific physiological purpose.
But what about maintaining temperature over an 8-hour cycle?
For long-term stability, the passive airflow of the Nola is definitely more consistent. If you are someone who wakes up overheating in the middle of the night, the Nola's continuous climate control powered by that moisture-wicking wool and physically aerated latex will keep your microclimate much drier and more stable.
Compared to a conductive cover that eventually just saturates with your body heat. So we're talking a lot about an isolated sleeper. But if this bed is doing all this complex thermal and kinetic work, what happens when you introduce a second human body to the mattress?
Couples. This is where that 0.8 second versus 0.3 second response time really shows its dramatic real-world implications.
Let's talk motion isolation. Let's swap out that old mattress commercial trope of a wine glass for something heavier.
Okay, let's say a bowling ball.
Right. If you drop a bowling ball onto the Helix, that thick memory foam acts like a pit of loose sand. The impact is instantly deadened. The kinetic energy goes absolutely nowhere.
But if you drop that same bowling ball onto the bouncy organic latex of the Nola, it acts like a trampoline. That energy reverberates across the entire surface.
So the viscoelastic foam in the Helix is fundamentally a shock absorber.
Completely. If you share a bed with a partner who gets up early for work or thrashes around aggressively in their sleep, the Helix will isolate that kinetic energy perfectly. You literally won't feel them move.
And the Nola.
Because it is buoyant and energetic, it will inevitably transmit more vibration to your side of the bed.
We also have to look at edge support. A lot of couples naturally migrate to the far edges of the mattress to, you know, just get their own space.
Helix has a distinct engineering advantage here. They use a heavily reinforced perimeter with stiffer coils around the outside border.
So you can sit right on the precipice of the mattress to tie your shoes and feel entirely stable.
Right. But because the Nola relies on natural latex, which is highly pliable and responsive, it has more inherent give at the perimeter. The review rates it as just average for edge support.
Got it. The review also factors in intimacy. Both are rated excellent for sex, but they offer completely different physical experiences.
Right. The Helix provides a very stable, grippy surface because the foam allows you to sink in and gain traction.
While the Nola provides a highly springy, energetic bounce that works with your movement rather than absorbing it.
It really just dictates whether a couple prefers a highly kinetic surface or a completely planted, stationary surface.
But what if a couple simply cannot agree? Like, one partner wants the high-tech hug, and the other wants the eco-friendly lift.
The NOLA review heavily highlights their split king configuration for exactly this reason.
A split king is essentially two twin XL mattresses placed side by side on the same frame, right?
Exactly. It allows partners to choose totally different firmness levels or even different models entirely for their specific side of the bed.
And you can combine it with an adjustable base. So one person can have their head elevated to read while the other sleeps perfectly flat.
It's the ultimate compromise.
Okay, so you've analyzed the cellular materials, you know, your spine sleep position, you've compromised with your partner. Now it comes down to the logistics of actually getting this giant rectangular monolith into your home. Let's look at setup, smells, and the underlying economics.
The physical reality of bed-in-a-box mattresses is that unpacking them is, well, it's a kinetic event.
And let's talk about the smell off-gassing. When you unwrap a new mattress, you often get a pungent chemical odor. The mattress advisory testing notes the Helix has a moderate chemical smell that takes about a week to dissipate in a well-ventilated room.
And the NOLA?
The NOLA has zero off-gassing, just a mild, natural, earthy scent from the raw wool and cotton.
That difference comes down to volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. Both of these mattresses are GreenGuard Gold certified for low emissions, meaning they are completely safe.
Okay, so it's not a safety issue.
No, but polyurethane memory foams are synthetic. During the manufacturing process, gases are trapped inside the cellular structure of the foam. When you break the vacuum seal of the plastic packaging in your bedroom, those gases rapidly expand and escape into the air.
Ah, and that is the off-gassing smell.
Precisely. But the NOLA uses organic GOLS-certified latex.
GOLS being the Global Organic Latex Standard.
Exactly. That certification is crucial because it ensures that over 95% of the material is certified organic raw sap, tracked all the way from the rubber tree plantation to the factory.
It prevents manufacturers from blending a tiny bit of natural sap with a bunch of synthetic fillers.
Right. And because NOLA skips the synthetic polyurethane entirely, there are just no trapped manufacturing gases to release.
You also have to physically get it on the frame. Mm-hmm. Both are really heavy deliveries. The Helix expands somewhat slowly over a couple of hours. But the NOLA, I read it, requires two people because the moment you puncture that plastic, it expands aggressively and immediately.
Natural latex is incredibly dense. When it is compressed and rolled into a box, it is under immense physical tension. When you release that tension, the rubber springs to life instantly. Watch out when you cut that plastic.
Good tip. Finally, we have to talk about the price gap. The NOLA Natural 11-inch comes in around $4,499 for a queen on sale.
While the Helix Midnight Luxe is positioned as a significantly pricier luxury investment, it's hidden roughly $100 and $919 for a queen.
That's about a $450 difference. Both offer a 120-night trial and limited lifetime warranties, protecting against physical sagging over 1.5 inches. Helix does mandate a 30-day break-in period before you can return it, while NOLA allows immediate returns but hits you with a $99 transportation fee.
The logistics of returning these things are always a bit tricky.
Right. But is that $450 price gap for the Helix strictly a premium for the high-tech Glaciotex cooling cover and the zoned coils? Or is one inherently better quality?
Well, looking at the business data in the source material reveals a fascinating detail about that price gap. Both Helix and NOLA are actually owned by the exact same parent company, 3Z Brands.
Wait, really? They are direct competitors manufactured under the exact same corporate umbrella.
Yes. The price difference has absolutely nothing to do with one being structurally superior to the other. It strictly reflects the cost of the specific materials being utilized.
Okay, so with the Helix, you are paying a heavy premium for highly engineered proprietary synthetic technology, the Glaciotex conductive fibers, the multi-layered viscoelastic foams.
And with the NOLA, you are paying for the raw commodity cost of the materials. GOLS certified organic latex and organic cotton are expensive to harvest and refine, but they don't carry that engineered tech markup.
So you are simply choosing between engineered luxury and organic luxury.
Exactly.
That reframes the entire purchasing decision. So, synthesizing all this mattress advisory data for you, if you are a side sleeper who wants a plush, pressure-relieving, high-tech hug that deadens all motion transfer, and you need conductive cooling the moment your skin hits the fabric, the Helix Midnight Luxe is your target.
And if you are a stomach or combination sleeper who prefers a highly buoyant, fast-responding lift that keeps you on top of the mattress, with naturally breathable, eco-friendly materials that weren't off-gas synthetic chemicals in your bedroom, the Nola Natural 11-inch is the clear mechanical choice.
You really just have to look at your primary sleep posture, your sensitivity to heat, and your kinetic needs before you pull the trigger on buying.
I do want to leave you with a broader thought regarding that parent company revelation, though.
Oh, the 3Z Brands thing.
Yeah. We spend so much time analyzing the hyper-specific, fiercely competitive mattress wars online, debating 0.8-second response times versus 0.3-second response times. But if these highly distinct competing premium brands are ultimately managed by the exact same corporate entity,
it makes you wonder how much of this intense market competition is just an illusion of choice.
Precisely. As corporate consolidation continues to quietly sweep through the sleep industry, we have to question how that will shape future innovation. Will we see truly radical new ways to support the human spine, or will the physics of how we sleep slowly be merged into the same few highly profitable hybrid templates?
An illusion of choice disguised by 100 different fabric covers. That is definitely something to mull over tonight while you stare at the ceiling. Thank you for joining us as we mapped out these muddy waters. And again, don't forget to check out the links in the article for that exclusive discount before you decide on anything. We'll see you on the next deep dive.